Now, last year, the Mass Yogathon on Shenfield Common, organised by Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood, raised nearly £3,000 for Brentwood Mind, a charity supporting people with mental health issues. A total number of 108 sun salutations, an ancient and well-known sequence of 12 postures and breaths, were performed over 2 hours. And this year, on May the 16th, they're doing it all again. And here to tell us all about it is Jessica Livingston and Joe Kemp from Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you again. Now, you came to see us last year for the first event, didn't you, and
we
told
did.
Us all about it. It was a great success, apparently. Are you hoping to equal that again this year?
Oh, we're hoping to better it, Bob.
Good.
Definitely.
Good. Good. Like to hear it. How many turned up to take part last year?
Well, last time, and it's one of those things, isn't it, that when you first do something, you never really know.
No.
But we were really impressed because we think we had about sort of 80 people doing it, which was really good.
Really good.
And we probably had about another 40 spectators, so you know, a good 120-130 people.
Great.
Which was an amazing sight on Shenfield Common.
I was going to say, yeah, all on Shenfield Common. Was the weather good?
The weather was fantastic, and we were amazed because literally bang on 4 o'clock, the sun came out, didn't it? Do you remember?
Fantastic.
So now, I've done a bit of yoga. I think I know what a sun salutation is, but could you explain what it is and what is the significance of doing 108 of them?
Well, sun salutations have been used as part of heating up the body in yoga. So they're traditionally performed at the beginning of your yoga practice because they warm up virtually every muscle, every organ of the body. They really help you loosen up and get ready for your practice. So there's 12 postures and they correspond with 12 breaths on one form of salutations. But there are many. There's lots of different types of salutations because there's lots of different types of yoga.
Okay.
And so this is a really inclusive event. We just want anyone to come who knows of a salutation of some form. They can do their own. It doesn't matter. The point is about this event that it's open to all. And really it's about us saying, look, we're here and yoga's a really important part of our lives.
Absolutely,
and
yeah,
we want to show that. So even if people came down and did 5 and then sat down and had a cup of tea, we're really happy with that.
Ah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 108 is a goal. It's a sacred number. And I won't go on and on about the significance because I'd be here probably for half an hour. But it's an important number for people that do yoga. However, the important part is that you just come down and participate, really. That's what we want, or just come and watch. You
right.
Know.
What about a complete beginner, someone who knows nothing about yoga? Could they take
part and do something? Well, not. I have to say, it's probably not the event for a complete beginner.
Okay.
Our studio is for the complete beginner.
Ah, right. Yes.
So we can certainly, you know, if they came down and they had a look and they liked the idea, then we can certainly book them into a class, a beginner's class, and start from there.
Fantastic.
And I would encourage that if people are interested and they want to just see what yoga is about, they will get a really good feel for it that day. But I would say a bit of experience is needed for this event.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, the actual event is to mark the second birthday of what I used to know as Brentwood Yoga Studio, but you've changed your name, haven't you now? You're Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood.
Yes.
And why did you change the name? Was it just...
We're growing, Bob, which
is
wonderful. You know, we have nearly 800 people come through the doors of our studio now, and which is incredible considering we're only, you know,
Fantastic.
2 years old.
Yeah.
And we've always been Brentwood Yoga and Wellbeing Studio, and we've just sort of discovered that as we grow, our focus is becoming more on well-being, and that means people's well-being mentally as well as physically, emotionally. And we feel that it really sums up what we do. So we're trying to get simpler. We're trying to make things easier for people. So we're just calling ourselves Wellbeing Yoga now.
Excellent. Well, I know from personal experience that yoga can help you physically and mentally. It's been a great help to me over the years, particularly at the moment with my bad back, and I'm getting some great treatment. We won't go into all that, but anyway, it's really helped me.
I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah, what sort of benefits do you see to people?
For yoga? Loads of benefits. First one I'd say is mental health point of view. Yoga can really help calm the mind, calm anxiety, and then from a physical point of view, any little aches and pains to right up to therapy yoga, where you can sort of work really mindfully and slowly and heal the body that way. But yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's good for everything: posture, stamina, strengthening the muscles, toning, stretching, all of it.
And you feel so good afterwards, or I do anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Joe, how did you first get involved with yoga and, excuse me, and specifically teaching yoga?
So I started yoga 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And we went to a family trip to India, and I ended up just kind of stumbling upon a demonstration outside a temple. Sounds so sort of typical, but that's actually how it happened.
Yeah, wonderful.
And I was 16, and I was just completely inspired by this guy that just sort of demonstrated the most beautiful postures. And then I came home and just was my mum, and I was like, I've got to find a class. And I actually tried loads of different classes until I found the one that I thought was really good. So something was in me just telling me to keep searching. And then I found a really good teacher, and it kind of went from there. Ended up doing some courses, and then finally did my teacher training, and have been teaching for about 3 years now. So,
lovely,
yeah.
Lovely. And you can hear your dedication in your voice. You know, you absolutely love it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely love it.
How about you, Jessica? How did you first get involved?
Mine's a bit longer now. I've been practicing for about 15 years now, and I went to a Bikram class, which is the very hot, sweaty yoga. I don't know if you've heard of it,
no,
but I went there in London. I was living in London, and I went to a class there, and I came out and I just thought, what is that? I just thought, wow, I don't know what this is. It was such an experience. And I started with that, and I moved on from there because I didn't find it had all the sort of other elements of yoga that I now really enjoy. And like many people you just get the bug with yoga because it just makes you feel so much better.
Yes.
And I think you get so pulled back into that. And so I just started doing it more and more. And then I found myself giving up things as well. I found myself sort of giving up alcohol. I found myself giving up eating badly. I found myself
naturally,
things down because I was just gravitating more and more.
It just happened. It wasn't a sort of deliberate decision.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, the alcohol was a conscious decision for me. I did make that decision. But I guess it was kind of part of the real influence of yoga, in the sense of, not that we're saying, I don't know anyone else that has given up drink for it, but it just made me think much more about my health, and I felt much better, and so other little habits tended to fall away. And I started to train to teach. I've been teaching 7 years now, and I still absolutely love it. I mean, we live and breathe it at the studio, it has to be said.
Fantastic. Now, the Yogathon is being held to support MIND. Why did you choose that particular charity?
Because yoga is all about making you feel better.
Right.
You know, we see a lot of people. I believe today, Bob, that our busy lives and the society that we live in, there's a lot of people that are struggling with overload.
Yes.
And I think people are struggling with bad backs because they're working really long hours. I think people are struggling with stress, insomnia, anxiety, depression, the list goes on. And we see quite a lot of it. But what we see is a miraculous improvement in people if they come regularly. So it's a really natural fit for us to be working with MIND. And I'm very conscious that they don't get funding from London, that they really need their funding raised for them locally.
Yes.
So I'm quite passionate about trying to raise as much as we can.
I think some of their funding has been cut recently as well.
I think it's hard for charities.
Yes. So as far as the Yogathon's concerned, how does the actual fundraising work? Where does the money come from?
So we're trying to make it easy for everybody. So we've just set up a link on our website where you can just donate £20 and we'll just send the money straight over to MIND. Or you can come down and you can pay £20 on the day if you like. Equally, you can do more. We've got sponsor forms as well that people can have, and they can get themselves sponsored if they want. But we thought, let's make this simple for people. Let's just have a £20 donation.
Yeah.
So if they want to come, then if they go on www.wellbeingyoga.co.uk and they click workshops, they'll see all the details and they can really easily just click and register.
Right, lovely. Okay, now as well as the sun salutations going on, there'll be some other attractions on Shenfield Common as well, won't there, on the 17th of May?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because people were hanging around last time, and we sort of see it as a celebration, really, don't we? We've decided that we've got some Indian students who come, and they're going to bring some really lovely Indian snacks to have afterwards.
Lovely.
We're going to have some, I think, Joe, you're going to make some brownies?
Going to make some vegan chocolate brownies again, because they went down quite well last year. I think, are we having henna as well?
Yes, yeah, we're going to do some henna tattoos for people. Yeah. We've got some Indian jewellery for people to buy, and we're going to have some massage afterwards as well, so people can sort of hang around.
It's like a little mini festival.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the studio itself is concerned, would you like to give us a sort of an idea of the range of things that you do there at Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood?
Yeah, well, our idea is that we are as inclusive to everyone as we can be, because there are, like Joe said, she tried lots of different sorts of yoga before she found the one that she really liked. And I think sometimes people, when they don't know about yoga, they look at it and they sometimes feel a bit daunted or a bit like, oh, it's just about people that sit cross-legged and go, And that is an element to it, but that's just one very, you know, it's one part of it. And We want everyone to feel welcome, you know, wherever they come from. So, you know, we have people that are in their 70s that come to the studio, and we have people that are in their 20s, and some people go to the more dynamic physical classes, and other people go to the much more gentle classes that are more about learning to relax. Plus we do meditation nights that are very popular. There's a particular form of meditation that we do called yoga nidra, and it's a lying down meditation, and people love it.
I love it. It's wonderful.
Bring their duvets and everything.
So that, yeah, they do, don't they? They just all come with their pillows and their duvets, and I understand it. People are worn out, you know, people need to lie down and have a rest. And that's what that really helps.
So whatever your ability, yoga's for you. You can go at your own pace.
Yeah. And anyone can breathe, therefore anyone can practice yoga.
Fantastic. Well, that's been really interesting. Thank you very much. Would you like to give us some contact details for the studio? I know you mentioned a website earlier. Is it the same one?
The website is the best place to go.
Okay.
Because the website's got everything on it. It's got all of our classes.
I think you do your booking online as well now, don't you?
We do. So we've got this new booking system now, which means that you can just literally look and click and book online. It's really simple, and you can pay at the same time. But it's got all the details about the teachers and about the different sorts of classes. Plus, of course, we're at the end of a phone line as well. But I would say the first place to go would be wellbeingyoga.co.uk.
Okay, lovely. Well, I can completely endorse what you've said from my own personal experience. Bad back, I've had a couple of sessions of one-to-one yoga therapy, and it's at least 40% better now.
That's amazing.
And, I absolutely love doing the yoga, and obviously I'm really pleased with what's happened to me. So, wonderful. I can recommend it to anybody.
Thank you, Bob.
Down to Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood and support this event on the 17th of May.
16th.
Sorry. Wait a minute. I was looking for it on my piece of paper. I'm sure you're right. 16th. Yes, it is.
They might be a bit disappointed if they come.
Is that a Sunday or Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday the 16th of May, from 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
The Yogathon on Shenfield Common.
Shenfield Common.
Brilliant stuff. Jessica Livingston and Joe Kemp, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.